First week of school, a fourth grade teacher passed out a bunch of small pieces of paper and said to the boys and girls, I want you to write on these pieces of paper all the things you feel you cannot do and you wished you could do or would like to do. And so they began to write. I can't figure out how to do this math. I can't kick the soccer ball past second base. I can't get Debbie to like me. Even the teacher wrote, I wish that I could get Dan's parents to come to conferences. Wish I could get my daughter to put gas in the car when she uses it. I wish I could have my friend figure out how to do things without having to yell to get them done. And then after a certain amount of time, the teacher took all of those, took a small little shoebox, put them all in it, sealed the box, and then took all of her class, and they went out to the farthest end of the schoolyard. And there they dug a, quote, grave. They took the box of I can'ts, placed it in, and then covered it up. And then she said, boys and girls, I want us to join hands around this grave. And she proceeded to do this eulogy. Friends, we are gathered here today in the memory of I can't. While he was with us here on earth, he touched the lives of anyone, everyone, some of us more than others. We have provided I can't with a final resting place and a headstone that contains his epitaph. He is survived by his brothers and sisters. I can, I will, and I'm going to right away. They are not as well known as their famous relative, and are certainly not as strong and powerful yet. Perhaps someday, with our help, they will make an even bigger mark on the world. May I can't rest in peace, and may everyone present pick up their lives and move forward in his absence. Amen. Teacher then took the students and marched them back to the classroom for a wake where they shared popcorn, candy, and juice. She also had them make a tombstone with the word I can't and then RIP, rest in peace. That stayed in the classroom for the whole year. And if anyone would have a slight moment of thinking I can't, the teacher would simply point to the tombstone and the young person would say, okay, I can't is buried, I can. Jesus in the gospel today said, can you? Can you drink of the cup I am to drink? Can you be baptized in the baptism that I'm to be baptized in? The real question for us is, do we believe that we can be the presence of Christ in the world today? Do we believe that we can reflect his presence in the world today? Do we believe that by simple, ordinary ways of kindness and generosity, we can make him present? Do we believe that we can, by a simple act of peace to another, bring some hope and healing in their life? Can we believe that through empathy and selflessness, we can lift people up and help their lives to be different? Can we believe that as not only what Jesus asks us to do, but he says we can do and we are able to do? Remember these words from the second reading. Let us confidently approach the throne of grace to receive mercy and find grace for timely help. We are reminded that we do have what it is that are the resources. And we can be that presence in the lives of other people and make a difference in their life, to bury the I can't maybe in their life, because say they see the grace and the mercy of God work through you and me at a timely moment in their life when they are looking for that believer. Do we also, though, believe that in our personal life, that we can deal with the things that are part of our life, the things that are the struggles and the disappointments and the things that weigh us down, and maybe the moments in our life when we say, I can't. I can't do it. I can't make through it. I can't figure it out. Can we believe that the words that were spoken in that second reading are ours? We can approach our God. We can go to our God. And we can believe and ask for the timely help that we need, because God is assuring us of that presence and that help. Jesus is in the second reading reminding us, I went through this. There was a moment in a time when I felt I can't, and I was ready to give up. And yet Jesus said, no, God is there somewhere. God will take me through it. And God understands that. And that's the same God in your life, in my life. For us to approach our God confidently, assuredness, with trust, to know how God is for us. So our prayer this week, is there an I can't in your life? Is it time to bury it? Is it time to say, I can believe. I can deal with it. And then secondly, as we say that, then remember the words of the second reading. Approach God. Do it with confidence. Do it with trust. And know that timely help is there for each of us. Let's pray with that as we go into the week.